The United Nations Refugee Agency is appealing for more than $1 billion to fund its refugee assistance and protection work next year. The appeal will benefit 20.5 million people worldwide. The money is to help a wide range of people, including refugees, internally displaced people, returning refugees, asylum seekers, as well as communities affected by refugee crises. UN refugee spokesman Chris Yanofsky says Afghanistan will remain the agency's single largest operation worldwide.
When we've seen a very, very large return movement over the past few years, and this return movement will continue, and of course these people are often going to very difficult circumstances, they need shelter, they need various other help. So Afghanistan will probably be the single largest chunk of our budget. But we'll also hopefully have some sort of a return operation to Iraq once the situation stabilizes there. We also have continued returns to Sri Lanka, for example.
Since the fall of the Taliban in 2002, the UN Refugee Agency has helped about 3 million Afghan refugees and displaced people go back to their communities. The agency plans to allocate some $132 million for projects in Afghanistan next year. As in previous years, Africa will continue to be a major focus. Mr. Yanofsky says more than a third of the agency's budget will go for repatriation and refugee assistance in Africa. He notes the UNHCR cares for more than 3.3 million people in Africa, some of them exiled since wars erupted in their homelands more than 30 years ago. He says a big chunk of money will go toward repatriating refugees to Sierra Leone, Angola, and Eritrea. And he says plans are underway to help more than 500,000 Sudanese refugees return home once a peace agreement is signed, ending the country's two-decade-long civil war. Mr. Yanofsky calls the growing number of repatriation operations a positive sign that situations in some parts of the world are improving.
I remember situations not so long ago when the lion's share of our budget went basically to support civilian populations in war zones, internally displaced people who at the time did not really see much light at the end of the tunnel, like for example in the Balkans in the 1990s when the war was raging and we were essentially spending hundreds of millions of dollars on care and maintenance and somehow trying to sustain these populations, but there was no solution at the time in sight.
Despite these encouraging signs, Mr. Yanofsky says unresolved refugee problems in a number of countries continue to put enormous demands on the UNHCR. He notes protracted refugee groups on the African continent include refugees from Burundi, Western Sahara, and Somalia. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.